State Superintendent Tony Evers unveiled his plan to close Wisconsin's education achievement gap in his State of Education address yesterday. Wisconsin has the widest achievement gap between black and white students of any state in the nation. In Wisconsin, black students drop out of school at a rate of 1 in 3, and Native American and Hispanic kids at a rate of 1 in 4.
In his speech, Evers called on the task force he put together back in April to provide recommendations for helping Wisconsin students achieve at similar academic levels. He also directly addressed the issue of the classroom disconnect that he says can come from middle-class white teachers teaching poorer children of color. Here with us to talk about the superintendent's address is Scott Kirst. He's assistant professor of education at St. Norbert College. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So what is the goal, the purpose of a state of education speech like this?
Well, a state of education speech like this is it's actually a wonderful opportunity for the general public to get a chance to see what's going on with the state of education in Wisconsin. A lot of times we hear just the good or just the bad, and this is a wonderful way for him, for the superintendent, to get the word out on the wonderful things and the initiatives that we're doing for the state of Wisconsin.
And you mentioned the good, and Secretary Evers mentioned things like graduation rates and ACT scores, but he talked a lot about gaps in outcomes among Wisconsin students by race, by income, that sort of thing. How crucial an issue are gaps like these, disparities like this, for education?
Well, you know, every educator goes into teaching knowing and wanting and caring to reach every single child in that classroom. So I think it's a huge initiative. It's something that we really need to focus on. I don't think any teacher will say, well, I'm good just reaching a few students in my classroom. Every teacher cares about every student that they have in their classroom. And I think this is a great way to remind everyone that we're all here together to actually try to educate all of our youth.
We'll get into some of the specifics of the plan in a moment, but I understand we often use the phrase achievement gap. You prefer opportunity gap. Why is that?
Correct. I think that if you say achievement gap, that's saying that the child is not achieving, that the child is not doing enough, that the child is the problem. Whereas the term opportunity gap says we have not given the opportunities to our children to all reach the same level of success. And I think it takes it off us blaming the children or blaming the parents or blaming the teachers and saying, you know, we're all part of a team, parents, teachers, community, children, students, we're all part of this together, and we as adults have to provide the proper opportunities for every single student in Wisconsin.
Now, Superintendent Evers laid out some of those efforts from the adults to change that gap. What did you see in the speech that you think are the highlights of the plan?
I think the biggest thing is that focusing on the teamwork between everyone and having that engagement of the teachers and engagement of the parents and engagement of the students and all being on the same team. Sometimes I feel as if a lot of teachers or a lot of parents might feel that there are odds with each other, whereas I think we all need to sit at the same side of the table and take a look at this. So I really thought that was a positive thing that he talked about. I love the idea of how teacher preparation programs need to start talking about how we need to integrate race into our discussions more and more and more, so that when our students go out there, they have the tools to give the opportunities to every student to be able to learn. I know there's a lot of teachers, a lot of new teachers that are out there that don't have a lot of tools in their toolkit, and you know, we have all been trying to give them more and more tools to be better educators.
Well, and let's follow up the last point you made. Evers said a big problem here is we've got teachers who are white and middle class teaching kids who are often low income and non-white. You work in teacher training. How do you set up a teacher for success in that situation?
Well, the pre-service teachers, the ones that we're educating, they have actually most of the opportunities that they have while they're learning are in schools of lower socioeconomic status. They do have that expertise there. We have a lot of coursework that is designed specifically in addressing the diverse needs of students, not only diverse with learning levels, but also with disabilities or their or race. Or there's a lot of different ways in which we need to incorporate that. You need to reach the student first before you start teaching. And I know that most of our students appreciate that because teaching is not something that can be done in a vacuum. I can't just give a lesson plan to our pre-service teachers, and they could do it. They need to know their students, and that's the primary focus, the first thing they need to look at to make their education special, that they could actually reach the students where they are, not where they expect them to be.
You also mentioned the idea of better teamwork and cooperation between parents, communities, teachers, administration. I mean, that sounds great and it sounds obvious, but how do you operationalize that? How do you put it into practice so we see more of that?
You know, and I think there's a lot of wonderful ways that parents and teachers and administration put that together. There are a lot of after-school programs. There's a lot of different even just notes home or letters to the parents or letters to the teachers. I think it's okay. The parents and teachers need to know that it's okay to talk to each other, and that's what makes a good, solid team. A lot of teachers really would crave parents coming in and saying, hey, what can I do? What can I do to help my children? What can I do to help you? And I think a lot of teachers want to help the parents as well. This is what you can do to help your students. How to operationalize it? There's a lot of, and we do talk about socioeconomic status. There's a lot of technology out there that can be utilized. But again, we have issues with access for a lot of parents. So what we need to do is actually, I think, make this, as Tony Evers said, a priority that we need this communication, and we need to prioritize that as something that is proceduralized and something that is routine and that parents and teachers know they can do.
And there's a task force that's been working on disparity issues. It was just getting off the ground earlier this year. What do you see as the main mission of the task force that the superintendent created?
I really think the main focus is that this task force will give realistic ideas at all those levels in the community, for parents, for teachers, for administration, and give them suggestions on things that have worked, research that they have seen be successful within their classroom, and then share that. That dissemination is so important. There are wonderful things going on in every school in Wisconsin, but not every other school in Wisconsin understands what's going on. So I think this task force is going to be a good repository of valuable, real information and opportunities that other schools can use to actually help this achievement or opportunity gap.
And the chair of that task force, Superintendent Means of the Mequon-Thiensville District, said, quote, flat out, if you look at the data, a rich African-American kid or rich Hispanic kid will probably still achieve at a lower level than a poor white kid. Why this racial gap, even when we factor out income?
Well, I think, like I said, that opportunity gap, there could be many, many reasons. One being the different races between the teachers and the students, and there's not a connection between that teacher and student. I cannot downplay the importance of actually having that connection between the parents or the role models and the children. So I think an African-American student might not be able to relate to learning when a white suburban male or female is in there. Whereas if we were able to transcend that, to get more African American teachers in, to get more individuals that actually can relate to the students, I think we could really turn that around.
We've seen a lot of different efforts when it comes to the achievement gap or opportunity gap in Wisconsin. Summer school, early child education, extra reading and math classes for underperforming students. Magic wand in your hand, what is one change you would make that you think would help close the gap?
One change to help change the gap. Wow. Let's see. I don't have my magic wand with me. I really think the communication and the recognition that the parents, the community, and the teacher are a team, and we're all there for the children, that we need to work together, that it's not adversarial, that it's together, and then communicate and be if every parent and every teacher was engaged in their students' learning, I think that would be my magic wand.
Now, a lot of attention when it comes to schools and school districts facing trouble goes to Milwaukee and elsewhere in southeast Wisconsin. How about, though, the rural schools? We've seen things like declining enrollment, declining tax bases, consolidation of some districts. Do we see that as a priority for the Department of Public Instruction? Did it come up in the speech yesterday?
Yes, it did. And I think any time that any subset of Wisconsin schools is not achieving, I think that's quite appropriate to look at. If we're not meeting the needs of just a few students, we need to focus on that. And that's the biggest priority, is that we're reaching every student where they are as a team, so that we can build up that education. So yes, I mean, there have been some issues in the rural areas of Wisconsin, and that's something that the community, that our economy, that it's a large problem that unfortunately a magic wand is not working on right now at this time.
Now, discouraging news when we see reports showing Wisconsin worst in the nation by some measures of disparity. Are you encouraged, though, that it seems like everyone at just about every level is having this conversation now?
Yeah, actually having it disseminated and researched and actually having it out there, you know, we are consciously competent that this is an issue right now. And, you know, and with that, it takes some work, some effort, some laser beam focus on saying, okay, good, now it's underneath the spotlight. What can we do? And I think every teacher, they love telling about the success stories about their students, but I think every teacher is more interested in where can I do better? What students am I missing? And that's the same thing in our teacher education programs here. We're wondering, where can we do better? How can we prepare them? I think every administration says, how can we support our teachers? How can we support our students? So I think by putting that light on it, I think it's welcoming, because then we could actually have this dialogue and we can start seeing what best practices are within Wisconsin.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was Scott Kirst, Assistant Professor of Education at St. Norbert College, talking about Wisconsin's State of Education address delivered yesterday.